Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on.
Space, a final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good health candy, baby.
You know him,
to
seek out new life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good, and international
call.
This is
the interface complete.
Going to be a very interesting day. Seeing that motherfucking Blog Talk Radio is already fucking tripping, which is the reason why the damn show started a little late, man, because when they're going to set the shit up, and goddamn Blog Talk just set that stuck like motherfucking like that. You know what I'm saying?
Avon calling.
No. Yeah, these motherfuckers are just as slow. So, I'm going to try something here. I'm going to start a song and then flip it up. But, yeah, that's what happened, man. Today is Weeds Day Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to my homeboy, B. Earn, who hooked me up with a little perp. You know what I'm saying? Enjoying a little purple-lurple. And it's kind of scarce down in my parts, you know what I'm saying? Cause, well, not scarce, but the goddamn price of keep it scarce. So, you know, that's what we're going to be getting into today. It's all about weed today, people. It's all about the weed. Say what's up to old... riding out with us today, you know what I'm saying?
Wrecking the Game Entertainment.
A.K.A. Wrecking the Game Radio. We got an international player up in the building.
Good day,
Smitty. The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
Right. I've been so desperate, I dug under the bleachers looking for some weed. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, I thought that was a blunt. Yeah, I've been walking along the street and thinking, looking to see a little stick sitting on the ground and shit, and sweat out some reefer. Like, oh, somebody done slipped.
If I clean out my laptop keyboard here, I have an entire blunt in there, I'm sure.
No fucking way. I said I had to clean out the grinder, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was like, what is that noise? What's that noise? Y'all ever hear that? I'm hard at work trying to get the ass ends of the scrapings going on, you know what I'm saying? Be one more person up in there. I'm trying to get the weed out. All right, people.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
All right, well, I'll start with the Skype caller first. I believe that is a Washington number.
That would be
correct. How the hell do you know? You know what I'm saying? It's all ones. You know what I'm saying? It's a Washington number. Get your ass out of here. Anyways, what's good?
Hey, I just a sec, I'll check. Amanda Huggintess? Hey, I'm looking for Amanda Huggintess. Why can't I find Amanda Huggintess?
Maybe your standards are too high.
Little SOB. If I ever find out who you are, I'm gonna shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
Right. That's
nobody go in the bathroom for about 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
Oh, Dredd, these computers, they're so naughty and so complex. I could pinch them.
This is all happening operated. This is all on its own, people. I'm not doing anything. I'm sitting back. What the f*** is that? Tron cat off. What the f*** is that?
Turn chat off.
No, just fucking wait. Heavenly Angel, she's in one of those brain fart moments. You need to invest in, what the hell is that, Learn Out in Hospice? The language learning program where you're just talking to the mic and don't even worry about it. Just let the shit do the typing for you. You know what I'm saying? Y'all going to pick a program up and get it on. So today is Weed's Day Wednesday, people. What's smoking in y'all neck of the neighborhood, man?
You talk to me?
Anybody who wants to...
I've got some nice space here, which is a nice white weed. Tastes pretty good, pretty strong too. So I'll be coughing my throat out for the next half hour, so you know that.
Now you say white what?
White weed.
White, yep. White weed, is that, are you trying to be racial, brother?
No. I can post a picture if you want. Yeah, white widow, white knight, space, all kind of stuff. If you see it and you compare it to other kinds of wheat, you know why it's called a white wheat. But the color is much more white than, for instance, the skunk, which is basically just green, dark green.
Y'all can tell I'm not a exotic smoker. You know what I'm saying? All those names and all that type of shit you just said, I don't know what the hell that was. I thought you were talking about White Russian was a drink. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, you got a drink?
I posted a link in the chat room. If you click on that, you will see why it's called a white weed.
White weed. Yeah, I know it looked good, dog. Get away from the screen, all right? Get away from the screen. Trying to eat the weed. Pothead dog. You got a pothead dog, man. Every time you talking about weed or put it up on the screen, the dog always starts to get antsy for the weed, you know what I'm saying? Getting antsy for the weed.
She knows that if she smells weed or is talking about weed that I'm in the area, so.
Wow, man, that shit's fucking crazy.
White because of all the crystals.
Oh no! Oh no! The Borg! The Borg has got us!
We are the Borg. Lower your shield and surrender your ships. We will add your biological and technological distinctiveness to our own. Your culture will adapt to service us. Resistance is futile.
Wow. I thought we were captured just then. That was just a train, people. My bad. It's just a train. Jeez, man. It's got to be a bitch stand where you stay at, man. Damn. Being mid-stroke and here come the goddamn train.
I'm like,
what the fuck is that?
I don't hear that anymore. I live here for 3 years now, so I didn't even notice.
Right. Did you notice?
Avon calling.
Yeah, all right. I normally shoot Avon, because we don't do Avon products down here. You know what I'm saying? So get your ass out of here, an Avon lady. Anybody ever work for Avon? As a matter of fact, do y'all got Avon in the Netherlands? Or some Norway product or some cheap-ass bullshit product like that?
I have no idea. What is it?
You never heard of Avon?
No.
Little punk bitches that come to your door trying to sell makeup and shit?
No. Good luck at my door. I don't need makeup. Come on.
Well, yeah, you know, always bring their puck ass to the door like Jehovah's Witnesses and shit. Avon calling. Would you like your Avon? Get your ass out my door.
No,
we get high and shit.
Don't have that over here.
Oh, God damn, what is that? We make you want to eat it, boy. I don't fuck smoking it. Make you want to eat it. Is it healthy just to eat it straight up? Anybody know?
What do you say? Is it healthy to eat?
Eat weed.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Yeah.
It works best if you create it with a dairy product, fat, animal fat product, or never mind. But you need fat to extract the THC out of the wheat, and you can do some proper cooking, like a nice cake, brownies, milkshakes.
Just make
your brownies.
Yeah, now see, now that was one thing, because I, you know, I sell the little lollipops, the little weed candy and shit. I get it from friends of mine, but it's some dude in California that makes the shit. So when he sends it to me, you know, I turn my friends on to it. They like, man, are you going to get high? Like, you get your high? I'm like, well, I mean, you got to eat enough of it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's got THC in it, but it's just so little in it. You know what I'm saying? That you have to eat enough to you know, get the effect off of it. So they be sitting there eating the shit, and I'm like, well, I have to compare it. I'm like, well, have you ever ate a weed brownie? I mean, because if you never ate, like, anything with, you know, any kind of food with weed in it, then you really won't know. You can't look out for no high. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers they ate the candy and shit, and like, man, I ain't high. Motherfucker, you just smoked 12 blunts, goddamn. What are you expecting to receive off of some little ass candy? You know what I'm saying?
You know that if you eat weed, it will take about an hour for you to actually notice that. So if you really have some potent cake or something like that, and you keep eating for like 1 hour, I think you will be sleeping for like 24.
Right. That's like that's the same shit with the cops sit up there and ate the fucking brownies. You know what I'm saying? But then I had to, you know, tell my homies, I'm like, you just don't take weed and make a motherfucking batch and then just sprinkle the fucking weed in and then cook it. I said, down, you gonna fuck up a whole batch of fucking weed trying to do that. Now my little homegirls, they got down to a science where they actually got little vials of straight THC juice. You know what I'm saying? That they've extracted.
Yeah.
Straight out of the weed. I mean, this is pure green THC. I mean, pure green. You
that's
open
oil.
The bottle up, that shit, yeah, the oil. And
oil, yeah.
That shit's so fucking potent, man.
One drop's enough, huh?
They made some little fucking, little cheap-ass cookies they sell in the store that your grandma used to give you back in the day when you come over to the house, the little sunflower-looking cookies. They're like little flowers. She took them, but they're real thin. She took a batch of them shits, man, and put a couple of drops of that fucking oil in it. Oh, man, we was twirling like a motherfucker. My artist ate one. And she did, see, I'm saying, and people just don't know the effect, so they start looking. You know what I'm saying? They look for the high end shit instead of shit waiting it out because it's going to hit you. That shit hits you, man. I don't have friends get shut down because they don't know what the fuck going on. They're like, oh, I can't move. Yeah, that body high is something completely different.
Well, I just entered a link in the room, and it's the Stoner's Cookbook. You might want to take a look at it.
Bakken mit bar. Did one space cake.
How to make butter.
Bakken mit bar. That's awesome.
Baking
with methods of THC extraction.
Method of THC extraction, butter, dairy products, press it out into oil. You use gas for that, and I'm sure there are some other possibilities, like pressing it together, like hashies.
Mm. So what effect would this have on benefits of cooking with weed? What effect would it have?
Well, it tells you there. What are the
like
effects?
Vegetables. No, I'm just saying like vegetables. What would... I see vegetables listed there. Why would you... What would carrots and... Would you make a juice or something out of it?
Yeah, you probably could.
Like juice it up? Man, that would be hell if I wanted to juice it up.
Look at the second
Yeah,
link.
I'm on this other shit.
Yeah. Look at the cookbook.
Lady Godiva.
Stoner's Cookbook. Cooking with Weed.
Intention World. We are talking about tobacco products. We're not talking about marijuana. Right. fucking sure sounds like marijuana
the green
to
tobacco.
Me.
Tobacco.
The reefers. this chick came up to me last night and said that you're not smoking what the fuck she said? What the throwback name? You're not smoking that. She might as well say it, reefer. I was like, you talking about the reefer? Damn, it's old school shit you just said. You might as well say it, reefer. I watched, you watch Monk?
Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. You ever catch the episode where he went to investigate the farm? Well, old boy, his uncle had got killed.
Yeah, and then he went out.
Dude had to be, and he told us, oh, no, I've inhaled it. I've inhaled reefer.
Yeah. That was a good one.
Oh, man, that shit, that was one of the funniest episodes. This motherfucker done.
That was.
I'm getting y'all a little scenario, okay? Dude is investigating a murder. One of the farmers is one of the suspects. Dude got a big ass field, like acres of motherfucking weed. Monk stumble upon the weed. He finds the shit, you know what I'm saying? And then that night, the dude tried to come and burn the shit. He tried to come and burn the whole field down to burn
the
evidence.
Yeah, the whole field, yeah.
So Monk following him, you know what I'm saying? And he's standing behind him. And then, so why, you know, the big ass smoke start going up in the air, you know, Monk started to realize that, oh shit, that's weed burning. You know what I'm saying? So then you see him. He in the hell a little bit, but then this motherfucker put his arm over his face and shit, like, you know, like it's poison, and he started running and shit back to the farm. I've inhaled it. Oh no, the reefers. This is all he's saying now. The reefers. What else he call it? Black Buddha.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Oh man, that motherfucker had like a million fucking names that I ain't never heard. Some goddamn weed. He came out with all kind of shit. Chained himself to a tractor, told the dude, whatever you do, don't unchain me. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not good with substances, foreign substances. So he chained himself to the damn tractor and shit, you know what I'm saying, scared that something going to happen. Oh, no, I feel it. It's kicking in. The reefer is kicking in. Oh, I'm feeling the munchies. The munchies. That shit there was too fucking funny, man. But shouts out to Monk, man. Yeah.
I got a
damn bookmark this one, shit. God damn, how to cook with weed. Methods
of
THC
read some of that.
Extraction. What are the effects? All right, here we go, people. This is what a lot of motherfuckers don't be knowing either. How much weed do I really need? Okay. So since weed is not an officially regulated product, it's hard to recommend an amount to use, as the strength of the weed will vary greatly. Very true. Many people prefer to use cabbage or the leafy, low-quality type of weed in their cooking. Buds are usually reserved for smoking, but of course, you're free to cook buds. But any cooking disasters will be a lot more expensive. Trial and error here is your guide. And if you're making butter, you might go through a few saucepans full of cabbage before the butter is green and smelly enough to be useful for...
Smelly enough.
Yeah, you know, y'all gonna catch that one. It's a good idea to note down how much you've used so you know for next time. Now listen, this would be my, I've never cooked with weed before, but I would still say you don't want to use... You know what I'm saying? You don't want to put your whole fucking half ounce in there if this is your first time making some goddamn butter. You know what I'm saying? You want to kind of just use it in moderation. You don't want to mess up your whole shit. And then, you know what I'm saying, you don't know what you're doing. And for cooking weed brownies.
It is pretty easy, but if it's your first time, it's wise to start out with a few grams in the butter. Indeed.
Now, as far as extracting, do you do extracting before you cook, or
I don't like pouring in the weed straight into a cake. So what I normally do is I extract it with butter, with whole butter, with a lot of fat in it, and I use that butter to cook my cake later on.
Right, and there's methods of THC extracting here too as well, and they're suggesting using butter.
That's why I use it.
And I seen the fat. You said that before, though. You said use the fat.
And then the
fat and the dairy takes up the THC from the from the weed. Also a good one, I don't know if you're a drinker, if you're an alcohol drinker,
mm-hmm.
but you can also soak weed for like 3-4 weeks in a bottle of vodka, and then...
Yeah, that's what they showed me. And then and then you take the top off to let it breathe, and then all the alcohol will disappear. And then you'll be left with nothing but THC.
No, you can do it with the alcohol and the weed, and then you get the best of both worlds. But I'm not really a drinker, so I never done that.
Wow, I ain't never heard of that. Let me beam up homeboy Potty Time. If my goddamn shit works. You know I'm high, boy. Man, transporter beam ain't been working today, you know what I'm saying? Y'all old people. Y'all fucking up. All right. Welcome to the show, homie.
What's going on with this transporter, man? I be getting stuck in cyberspace right here, man.
Yeah, man, I think I'm going to have to switch up and just start using my heart beam, man. My damn soft beam seems to... Been fucking up, you know what I'm saying? Heart beam. No, it's BTR's fucking up. They fucking my ship up. It's all good.
But you got Timmy behind the
control. My heart beam. Yeah, man, what the fuck? Get your ass out of the way, boy. Sorry, P-Way. You got difficulties with his punk ass. Get out of the way. Shit. There we go.
Hey, that works good.
There we go. Heart beam, goddamn. Sorry for the heart beam, people. Hold your ears out there, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to the show, man. This is Weed State Wednesday, man. What's happening?
Well, Captain, could you, like, transport me to the bridge? Engineering does not need me down here.
Oh, well, shit. Nigga, you ain't even logged on, motherfucker. How they gonna... Why ain't you logged on? That is weird. Why you ain't got an account yet?
That's all right.
I'm talking to you, Nick. You ain't got an account yet for why you ain't signed up?
Oh, that's all right. Many times as I don't been in, now I'm not signed up. What's up with that?
You ain't in the chat room, I'm saying.
Oh, no, I'm not in the chat room right now.
He's never in the chat room.
Yeah, you never did. Shout out those guys.
You want me to
help with this mofo flipper, man? Yeah, it's all good. I'll beam you back in, God. I see you got throwed out. You know what I'm saying? All right, hold your ears, people.
Okay, I'm back in.
Nothing but good heart beaming up in here. You know what I'm saying? Good heart beam.
Drag it, man.
Okay,
try anything
you.
Once. Fly. You can't get a habit from weed. Quit whenever you like. Don't be chicken.
Somebody call my name?
Oh. Which one, weed or chicken? You know what I'm saying? The chicken and weed go together to me. You know what I'm saying? Chicken.
Twins.
And weed. That's real. All right, check this out, people. Today is Weed Day Wednesday. We got to get high. We got to get over the hump. If you go to www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE radio, you can follow along as I play this song and read the Stoner's Cookbook. I would advise everybody who's a true pothead to please favorite the page or download it for your future reference and share it with your family and friends.
StonersCookbook.com.
All right, that's straight up. That was motherfucker getting for their goddamn Christmas present. Like, what the fuck kind of book is this? This is some real education for you. You know what I'm saying? Check this out. So we're coming right back at you, man.
In there too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll give you all the tools, you know what I'm saying? Come right back at you, man. We're going to start this fella prize. Weed State wins and smoke them if you got them. Big up the side 9, DJ Party Time, Heavenly Angel.
We all on lag. Kaboom. Y'all want to get on the party line, 347-237-5125, 347-237-5125. This is Boop and Bo.
Afraid of rejection, calling my cousin and she gave me direction. But was I made to accept it through the apocalypse? I'm the major exception. But I'm human, getting pissed at the little things. Frozen solid in my rain, winter breeze. I'm sorry, I'd rather make sense, but I want you to feel me. I don't have to make sense. Emotions conveyed through the sound of my voice. Make it now from a choice. I act on the act of finding a track to rap on. Don't even bother asking, I'm mad gone.
Weed, I don't know what the fuck you are doing with your life. I really don't. I really don't. Don't give me that shit about it's a drug. It ain't no motherfucking drug. I done the research. It's just a plant. It just grows like that. And if you just happen to set it on fire, there are some effects. But that's not the same as drugs. Drugs, you got to do shit to it chemically. You got to add baking soda, water, stir it up. I don't know the recipe. I'm just saying. It's some shit you gotta do to it. Well, why the fuck is it legal? I don't know. Aspirin is perfectly legal, but if you take 13 of them motherfuckers, it'll be your last headache. Long as you've been living, you ain't never heard of a motherfucker overdose on marijuana. You might have thought that nigga was dead. He ain't dead. He gonna wake up in 30 minutes, hungry enough to eat up everything in your house. That's a side effect. Hungry, happy, sleepy. That's it.
Oh, yeah, that'll wake everybody the fuck up. That's what I'm talking about. Heart beam them, goddammit. Heart beam them. Shit. Shout out to Cat Williams sharing that little rendition of I don't know what the fuck y'all doing here. He ain't getting high on weed today. But all my smokers, they ain't a smoker out there. And you're a cigarette smoker. And enjoy lighting up a good butt. Got a little cruise for you. Well, matter of fact, hold on. Oh, where my crew's at? Do-do-do-do-do. And I'll be providing this free. What the hell am I fucking smoker's crew? Got a free cruise. Hey, you can go to YouTube.com. You know what I'm saying? We're watching Cooking with Marijuana. The Masked Chef. Why the hell are you going to cover your face up? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know, because it's America and they don't want to be known as somebody cooking with marijuana.
Oh, hey, that's not Hans, that's Franz.
I would cover up my face too, but that's another reason.
My face would be covered in a white cloud of smoke.
Yes,
and I wouldn't give it there. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yes, people, we got to let y'all know. Y'all is on a 25 and up show, so if your ass ain't 25 and up, get the fuck on. Big up to David from Venice, Dennis Crenshaw, Heavenly Angel, Jamie Havocon, Life After Dust, Live, Prophet Jackal, you know what I'm saying, up in here, and Cyanide, and of course, Age School Moon. It's DJ Party Time. We up here chilling, man, getting super high, all the way high, you know what I'm saying? And this is for my non. This needs to be a cruise, though. If this was for potheads, I would sign the fuck up.
I would be the registration.
All right. Fuck that. I'd be the
captain. If you love to smoke, then you know there's no place left in America where you can light up a butt these days. That's why Carnival is proud to offer our new Smokers Cruise. Board our luxury liner and be off to, who cares where you go? The point is, you'll be in international waters where you can smoke 24 hours a day for a full 2 weeks.
They let us smoke on the dance floor, at all our meals, even in the pool.
I like all the activities. Smoke alarms, cigar races. Hey, I'm in a bay who smokes unfiltered. Lucky. What?
The Smoker's Cruise. Sign up now for regular or menthol. Hey, it's not just a vacation. It's the lung boat.
It's my friend.
Now. Damn, she fucked up. I look at the dangers of eating pot brownies. This chick is obviously past stoned, but not as high as the fucking 911 call.
That was a good one.
911 call. Here we go.
That wasn't just a call, huh? 911 call. You will first tell him where the information has been removed.
Boy, we my folks taste.
Silver Heights emergency?
Yeah, can you please send rescue? I think I'm having an overdose at a store with my wife.
Okay, you and your wife?
Yes.
Overdose of what?
Marijuana. But I don't know if it had something in it.
Okay.
Can you please send rescue?
Okay, how old are you?
I'm 29 years old, and my wife is 26.
Body.
26?
Yes, please.
Have you guys been drinking also?
What?
Have you guys been drinking today, too?
No, that's it.
No, is there any weapons in the house?
No, please come.
Okay, we're on our way. Do you guys have fever or anything?
No, I think we're dying.
Okay, how much did you guys have?
I don't know. We made brownies, and I think we're dead. I really do.
Okay, so how much did you put in the brownies?
I don't know.
Was it a bag? Who made brownies?
My wife and I did. Cuba, come here.
Okay, get her.
She's on the living room ground right now.
Is she breathing?
She's barely breathing.
Is she awake?
I think so.
Yeah. Okay, can you look?
Pardon?
Can you look?
I can feel her. She's laying right down in front of me. Time is going by really, 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 really slow.
Okay, well, I'm on the phone with you, and do you know how much of it you bought and put in the brownies?
Pardon?
How much did you buy?
Just please send rescue.
They're on the way, but I'm trying to figure out how much you bought and put into the brownies, sir.
Probably like a quarter ounce total.
A quarter ounce total into the brownies? Did you guys eat all the brownies?
Yeah, we did.
Okay. And you ate all of them. But how many? Was it a big batch, a little batch?
It was a quarter ounce.
Okay, but brownie-wise, how many pieces do you guys think you guys had?
I don't know. I probably had like a small chunk. Please come. What time is it?
It's 9:37. When did you guys last eat the brownies?
Probably like an hour and a half ago.
Okay. Okay, is your wife still breathing?
Yeah, she is. She's sitting, she's kneeling down in front of me.
Okay.
I know, we have to wait.
Okay, and is she Stacy Sanchez?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Edward.
You're Edward Sanchez? Okay. And did you guys have any other sort of drugs you know of?
Pardon?
Did you guys do anything else today besides marijuana?
No, that's it. But I don't know what was it. The marijuana could have been, there could have been something in the marijuana.
Marijuana? Motherfucker, THC?
Hey.
That is the, the most classic clip of all fucking time. That shit does too funny.
Play on Wrecking the Game Radio.
Quinto Chino. $205 million cash. Drug dealer caught by Mexican police. God damn. Well, these motherfuckers don't believe in Swiss bank accounts and shit. You got $205 million just in a fucking room. How stupid is that? God.
Do you trust them crackers with your money?
Right. Well, that's a Swiss. They're different. They're all about the paper. They're all about the paper. You know, every country send their money to a Swiss bank account. Every country sends their money to the Swiss.
So,
Seeds. Sensei Seeds. Oh, what is that? The key to, what the? I can't understand what you're talking about. That's all it sounds like to me. Alright, anyways. Gotta love a drug dealer. Anybody want to check out Drug Dealers Live, go to YouTube.com and look up drug dealers. Yeah. Alright, yeah. We're still here on the Stoner's Cookbook. Kind of stuck on this here. And it's going to the effects real quick. And this is for anybody who's interested in taking some food products. It can take anywhere from 20 minutes to even up to 4 to 5 hours for the effects to set in. And see, this is what these two motherfuckers didn't understand. You know what I'm saying? He's saying he just ate a chunk. And ain't no fucking way you're just going to eat no chunk of no goddamn brownie. You feel me? You ate a whole fucking brownie instead of eating half of the piece. Or, yeah, y'all splitting up. You know what I'm saying? Half the piece. Letting it, you know what I'm saying? Wait about 30 minutes to an hour. Let it kick in to feel the effects. But it's going to take that long. It ain't going to be no 5 minutes. And then, you know what I'm saying? You sitting there, oh, I'm high. Hell nah. That shit is a body buster. Hell, shut your ass down if you don't know how to handle it. The biggest problem here is to find the right amount. When smoked, the effects set in almost immediately, so it is easy to judge how much you need. After eating some weed, some users are too impatient, sounds like the police, and they think they need more. While it is not possible to overdose on weed, the effects of eating too much cannabis are not pleasant, and you will hallucinate. You may feel sick, confused, unable to move or talk, and your coordination may be heavily affected, unlike the police. These effects may last a long time, much longer than when smoked, and it is therefore important not to eat too much. Start with a low dose and increase it the next time if needed. Experiment to find the right amount. If you eat too much, a high dose of vitamin C, 200 milligrams or more, may help to make you feel better. Wow, that's a cheat sheet. I didn't say that, people. Totally dismiss vitamin C, all right? There's no such thing as getting too fucking high. Just ride it out.
No,
for the next time, don't do it. Fucking
try
to cheat
shit. First time I bought cake to eat, wheat cake.
The next day I woke up and I thought, hey, there's something wrong here. What is it? What's the matter? Like 5 minutes, I got it. I'm still high. I woke up the next morning, I was still high. I had such a great day at work. Incredible.
Damn. From eating a piece of cake?
Multiple pieces of cake, of course.
Oh. So that was your first time trying it or something?
Yeah, that was the first time that I did wheat cake. Pretty enjoyable, I must tell you.
Damn. When eaten, pot takes longer to work, depending on the amount and quality of the weed or hash, the rate of your digestion system, and the amount of food you've eaten beforehand. For best results, we recommend not eating anything at least 2 to 3 hours before eating your marijuana. Damn. Yeah, because it's going to hit straight to your goddamn stomach lining. And soaking through that motherfucking fat and, oh, getting to that bloodstream. That's what I'm talking about.
Well, there's another reason for that. If you have lots of food in your stomach, the chances are that the THC will be affected by the acid in your stomach before it ever gets into the bloodstream.
Oh, so it basically makes it useless.
Makes it useless. If you ate too much, the THC will be that much affected by the acid in your stomach that it won't work as good.
Okay, here goes a couple of methods of THC extraction. You got first one at the top, of course, is butter. You got cooking oil, which you soak in for a week. Damn. Milk, cream, flour. Another method that doesn't require cooking is canna flour. Grind the cannabis up as fine as you can get it and mix it with the following ratio. For every cup of flour, mix in a half a cup of powdered cannabis. And your final product is canna flour. And you can use it in just about every baking recipe. Now that sounds like something I can do. Grind the fuck out of it. Weed, if you're in a hurry, you can also do the following. Melt some dairy butter in a pan and throw in some weed. Stir a bit and then fry an egg or pancake or whatever in it. Throw the weed away and it will still contain some THC. Eat the egg or whatever you made. Sweet stuff, honey syrup, marmalade tastes good with weed. Damn. You just fry it up. That's what they're saying, just to get the weed out of it real quick or something. Or the butter in the pan actually is what's gonna extract the weed out, the THC out. I'm asking you question, people.
Sorry, what you're asking me?
Boy, y'all high, man.
Yeah,
damn.
I was passing it, spending some time.
Oh, my bad.
Sorry. What? Could you repeat it for me, please?
Hey, man, where's Prophet at? I don't see him. He said he online. I don't see him.
He's in the chat room, Prophet.
Yeah, he said he's on the Skype, but I don't see him. Skype on in, brother. I'll beam you on up in here, man. Anybody want to share it in weed stores? My first time I smoked, you know what I'm saying, smoked weed was, 17 with my cousin. Man, shit. We out at the damn park down here in Tampa. They had, every Sunday, you go to this one park called McFarland Park, and everybody get together, and it's like a big car show, and everybody hang out, you know what I'm saying, play music, and look at chicks, and, you know, fuck off. And so, you know, I'm due to go into the military the next year and shit, you know what I'm saying? I had already signed my life away. And so everybody decided, you know, it's time to go ahead and have a good laugh before I took off. So we all had park and shit, and cousin fired up some old, now this is, you know, shit, it was back in the 90s, so they had that good shit, good shit. I don't know what the fuck done happened in the 2000s, man. Weed done fell the fuck off. But that shit there, man, they rolled it up. They all hitting it and shit. My cousin, he hitting it. And I was like, man, fuck it, man. Let me hit that shit, man. Peer pressure sets in. Take 2 totes. 3 totes. four tokes of Manny, and that was probably too many because everything was in 10D. I don't mean one. I don't mean 1D. I don't mean 2D. I don't mean 3D. Everything was in 10D. Goddamn it. 10D. Yeah, every person I seen, it was 10 of them motherfuckers, like the Matrix or Multiplicity. And that's all I seen. It was moving very, 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 very slow. And all I remember is trying to holler at them, but it's like the words came out like a slowed down tape. Hey, girl. What up? Like, damn, you fucked up. And at the time, you know, I didn't know I was that fucked up. But everybody around me was letting me know, man, you fucked up. You don't even need no more. You fucked up. Yeah, I think I took about four tokes my first time. But see, this is back, you know, when you know, weed was like real good weed. You know what I'm saying? And you didn't need no big ass, you know, hog leg to try to get high and shit. You can roll up a nice little blunt and, you know, four or five people and smoke it and get high. Nowadays, you roll up a blunt and shit.
You smoke
two or three people hit it. Yeah, and shit, you let everybody else hit it, man, you ain't getting nothing. Like what the hell, you know.
Yeah, nowadays, you know, if we're hanging with friends, you really got to roll your own, because passing, we don't know what that is anymore.
No. I had a motherfucking chin check a couple of people, you know what I'm saying? Like, hey, mother, get you banned from motherfucking smoking now. You banned from smoking. You ever had a motherfucker that just sit there and got a friend that smokes cigarettes and then forget that the goddamn blunt ain't a fucking cigarette? And be sitting there with the goddamn blunt just building an Abraham Lincoln on it and shit, you know what I'm saying? Big 10-gallon ash hat. Like, motherfucker, is you gonna pass the shit? Those are the type of people that you ban from the smoking circle. And they put on the cruise. You put their ass on the smoker's cruise and send their ass the fuck off. You know what I'm saying?
I never take part in smoking circles.
Oh, yeah? Shit. That's the best way. You know what I'm saying? It only works, though, if you
We do smoking circles. Only thing is, everybody rolls his own and everybody smokes his own.
Oh. No, you always got a motherfucker that ain't got nothing downhill, so you can rest assured that once the circle gets formed, it's going to be one empty hand in the bunch. It's over. You know what
he's
I'm
in
saying?
The Netherlands, so, you know, that says it all right there.
Yeah,
that's like smoking
a
cigarette to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I found out that there are a couple of people in the chat room that are out of weed, and I must say I'm really, really, really sorry. I feel for you.
Yeah, man. Matter of fact, since you guys don't have any weed, let me read something else to you. Some shit. Let's go ahead and just make the punishment a little bit worse. How about that? Special brownies. Oh, wait a minute. That was the one you mentioned, cannabis vodka. They got that up here. Yeah, for all you alcoholics. They got a hardcover version in stock now. Wow. Let's see. You need a quarter ounce of stockpiled cannabis stems from breaking up buds. What the hell is that?
The stems, the sticks that are left from the weed. Of course, you can use
the
leaves. But the idea is that you use the parts that you normally wouldn't smoke, so you can take the most out of your weed.
Damn, vodka, any shit do in a glass container. Place all stockpiled stems in a jar. Pour in your vodka just enough to fully submerge the stems. Let set in a dark place for about a week. After that, you will need to strain out the stems. A great trick is to make tea-tight bags out of coffee filters and stems for easy removal.
Let's see. I'm
several UK and Czech websites that sell real absinthe. Also sell a very strong cannabis vodka that is very good. They ship it directly to you. We just got some in with an order of absinthe, and it was amazing. What the fuck is absinthe?
Absinthe is a variety of herbs that you mix into the vodka, and it gives a light hallucinating effect. You also put in some caramel into it. I don't know exactly what's the use of that, but it seems to be really good. It was illegal in our country for a while, but now it's legal again. I don't know about your country, but you can get a
free shit product. Legal about marijuana in this country.
It's not marijuana. It's not marijuana.
What is it?
Absinthe. Let me look it up for you.
Yeah. Now he's looking that up. Like, how about some popcorn? Yeah. Need microwave popcorn, a little butter, and as much dope as you want. Okay. You melt the butter in a pan, add the weed, leave on a medium heat for 20 minutes, stirring every 5 minutes. After 20 minutes, strain out the weed and pour the pot butter onto the not pop popcorn. And then pop the popcorn in the microwave, and there you have it. Popcorn. Damn. Now, that's something I might try.
Well, I just popped in a link. Could marijuana be good for you? An article.
It is actually good for you.
Yeah, they came out May 3rd, 2010. Maybe you'd like to touch base on that one.
I don't know. I don't see you on here, brother. I keep looking for Prophet Jackal, but he's not showing up. There's only 3 people on the line, and I got 1 Skype caller, and that's Miss Heavenly Angel. From Washington State.
Hey, you got me on.
Yeah, but you're from the Netherlands, man. You're from freaking... out of space, you might as well say.
That's a whole other world.
out of space.
I wish it was.
Yeah. Anybody would sign up? You know what I'm saying? If they started making space travel legal, would you sign up? You know what I'm saying? Made it not legal. I mean, available. You know what I'm saying? Toured.
If I had the money to do it, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Oh, my homeboy's like, hell yeah, shit. Put some weed in our pocket. You know what I'm saying? Blast off because you don't
know. Space out in space.
When you get over there, you might not be able to get no weed. You know what I'm saying? You know, aliens might not have the good shit. So, you know, you got to bring your own. Bring your own. You know, so I'm ready for it. We got a space suit already ready to go. You know what I'm saying? With the pockets to hold the weed, other pockets to hold the blunts, you know what I'm saying? Then you put the your lighters in your shoe, you know what I'm saying? Because you don't want them floating away. Definitely don't want your lighters floating away. You put them in your boot. So we're ready to go. We got some freeze-dried space food, you know what I'm saying? That you already pre-mixed with the weed butter. So when you eat the space food, boom, you got the weed effect already in. Damn, I need to talk to Nancy about that.
I'm going to try to beam in the Jackal. Hold on 1 minute. Let me go ahead. I'll be right back.
Alrighty then. Oh, she's finna do a 3-way. This is called, what the fuck they call it? Simulcasting. We're finna simulcast. Dun dun dun.
Are you there?
I am here.
We have the Jackal.
Howdy, y'all. How's everybody?
Hey, what happened, man? I don't know what happened.
He went through the back door.
I don't know, man. I was I'm on Skype and on my cell phone. I was calling in on both, and I couldn't get through. Weird. Like, I'm on queue and everything. Like, I pressed the 1, I was on queue. Strange. It's just BTR being weird again.
Acting
man.
Up, you
It's because it's Weeds Day. It's Weeds Day Wednesday, and they know.
They've been smoking weed over there.
You got a story?
So what's happening? Yeah.
Oh, I got a story for you, man. This is going to crack you up. You know the game Halo? You familiar with the game Halo?
Yeah.
Badass game, right? Well, I used to live with a few roommates who were all potheads back about 5 years ago. And we used to have Halo tournaments where we would have like 20 people in our apartment, and we used to like set up a bunch of Xboxes and play in tournaments. And one day, my roommate's girlfriend comes in and she goes, "Hey, Jackal, you know that $25 I owe you from the couple movies that I told her?" She goes, "What if I give you, you know, weed brownies and cookies that I just made with my mom this morning?" And she brings this basket full of weed cookies and brownies and stuff. And I'm like, "Hell yeah, I'll trade." So she gives me like five cookies. Hell yeah. She gives me like five cookies or three
food
cookies.
Food and weed?
That's what I'm saying. You get fed and you get high.
That's
and
right.
Be fed. So she gives me three cookies and two brownies, and I start eating the cookie. And I eat one of the cookies. Nothing happens after 20 minutes. So I'm like, screw it. I'm going to eat another one. So I ate another cookie, and I'm like, damn, nothing's happening. So I ate a brownie, and then all of a sudden, my friend goes, "Yo, we got a tournament going. You want to come play?" And I'm like, "All right." So I go over and I start playing in Halo with these dudes, and it was one of those split screen deals. You have, you know, four players on one screen, and I'm looking at my screen. All of a sudden, the shit kicks in hard. Mind you, like an hour later, and it kicked in hard as hell. And I'm there, like, playing. Mind you, there's, like, a room full of dudes all playing Halo. There's two TVs going. I'm looking at my TV. And about 30 minutes into us playing, one of the dudes, like, kicks me. And he goes, "Yo, you going to start moving or what?" I'm like, "What are you talking about, dog? I've been playing." He goes, "Look at your cord, asshole. It's on the floor. And like, you know, it's split in half. You know the cords are there.
What?
And you pull it, it splits in half." He goes, "Your shit's been split in half for about 20 minutes. You've been staring at that wall. Nobody's looking at it. They feel bad for you, dog." My character is standing next to a wall, just looking at the wall like an idiot. While I was looking at another person's screen, playing the video game on somebody else's screen, dog. That was the highest.
You think you winning this shit?
At that point, I was like, "All right, I'm done, dog. I got up and I left." That was the point.
How long did that last for? How long did that last for?
Oh, man, I was high. Look at this way. I went to bed about 2 hours later just to try to get a nap and get off of it. I woke up 3 hours later, still fucked up. I must have been high for a good, like, 8 hours,
though.
No joke.
Yeah, but see, that's that body high, though. That's what I'm saying. It's a totally different high. It's that shuts down, boy. Some people can't move for real. You know what I'm saying? Like stuck.
Dog,
like, what the fuck?
My Halo character was standing near a wall and looking at it while I was pretending to play on another person's screen. That's all I got to say about that. You know, that's the highest I ever been in my life.
Your Halo character was high, too.
Yeah, even the Master Chief was high.
Yeah.
Dang. I done been in one of them half-baked zones, though, where felt like, you know what I'm saying, I'm flying around and shit. And that's when I went up to Atlanta and shit. I fucked around and hooked up with my homeboys up there. They done, hooked up one of the other homeboys, come to find out he from Tampa. He got perk. I mean, this is real perk, people, not this shit that they be going into the goddamn Walmart and getting the goddamn perk spray and putting on the goddamn weed and turning around and talking to some, "Hey, I got perk. Smell that." You know what I'm saying? It's goddamn blueberry spray on it and shit. And then you smoking it and it's bullshit. I went and got some real perk. Every single thing through the entire leaf was purple. Turned around and got some kush. You know what I'm saying? All orange. All you real pot smokers out there know what I'm talking about. Fucked around, and nobody gave me the advance warning of what to do and what not to do with purple and kush. So, me and me from Tampa, country, Mr. Mix It All Up, that's how we do it, you know what I'm saying? We mix it up. Shit. And then what I do is, I like the big ball, so I took two Dutch Masters and put them together. And I got my grinder. And I grinded up the purple in the mix. And I put one whole bag of perk and a whole bag of kush. You know what I'm saying? Two dime bags. Boom. Mixed all that in together. Rolled up nice long pin joint. Pin blunt. You know what I'm saying? By the time we fired that shit up, me, my homeboy, and his roommate, plus two females that end up coming over for their birthday, We fired that up. I hit probably 4 hits off of it. And I was stuck looking at the wall. They passed it around. By the time it got to the females, the chicks hit it 2 times apiece, looked at each other and said, hell no, nah, we got to go. Y'all finna get us fucked up. And they left. And we sitting up there stuck. And I looked at the blunt, and I promise you, it was like probably not even, I mean, you know, the tip of your finger gone. And there's 5 people done hit this one blunt. And we put the blunt out. Everybody just like, fuck, we done for the day. I'm like, man, he was like, man, what'd you do? I said, I put the cush in with the perp. He's like, no, man, you don't do no shit like that, man. He said, you can't. He said, you just, that, we don't smoke like that up here. I'm like, what the fuck you supposed to do? Like, no, you know, anything, you just smoke the kush by itself or you smoke that perp by itself. You don't mix them two.
Yeah, that's a deadly combination.
That's kind of black.
Man, I'm fucking around. I'm going home. I still had a piece of the blunt. You know what I'm saying? I said, I ain't going to fire this motherfucker up until I hit the Florida border. Florida is the longest stretch to get, you know what I'm saying, longest state to get out of. And then once you get out of Florida, then, you know what I'm saying, you can go anywhere within a couple hours to another state. So, fucking around, I hit welcome to Florida, and I'm backwards. I'm ass fucking backwards. Because I forgot, coming into that motherfucker, I'm at the longest stretch, not the shortest. I should have went on ahead and probably smoked going through Georgia, but I was like, fuck that, because they'd be too hot on the road. I fucking around, and soon I seen welcome to Florida. I fired that motherfucker up. Man, please. I hit that shit about probably 3 times. I had the AC on. I'm in a rental car. I felt so high, I felt like I was riding on 30s.
Nice.
And I mean 30-inch rims, people, in a fucking Hyundai.
I was gone.
I said, fuck it. I cut the AC off. I said, let me let the windows down. People, do not do this. Anytime your ass is high and you are driving in a car, you do not ever want to let the windows down. The oxygen came in so fucking quick. Man, that shit took me. I swear I was sitting on top of the car. Driving. Still driving, but I was sitting on top of the car. I was that high. I had to pull over. I had to pull the fuck over. I pulled over for at least 15 minutes. And just sat there, fucked up. And I ain't fired that shit up no more till I got home. And that was probably like that evening. You know, I don't even remember. I think party time. I probably came home and smoked with you or something. But that shit there was... So don't do that, people. That's just a warning. You know what I'm saying? Cushion perk is...
Oh. Pull over to the side before you light up, right?
Yeah. For real. So we got Shade playing in the background. And, is my shit fucked up? Oh, okay. This is Shade in the background. And I'm going to play one quick song. I got to finish rolling up my reefer. Roll up your reefer. Oh, man. That's it.
Baby, tell me what it ain't, what it is. Is it like that? Is it like this? I think I don't hate. you home all alone undercover. Take your baby mother, protect her with your brother. I can make you sweat, get you hot like the summer. You the prey, I'm the hunter, shooting, I'm the gunner. Digging deep in you, we can do what you wanna. Hotter than a dollar, baby, I just wonder, what is it gonna take for me to go and put it out?
So the honey, got so feel. Oh baby, tell me what it ain't, what it is.
Another Deacon Falls production. DBR, Track Boys, Track Boys. My name is John New.
I know he's great.
don't need to fuck with him at all.
What? What happened to the hair on my chest? I never had any hair on my chest. What happened to your pussy?
Church, this is Chris.
Yeah, who's y'all pastor?
Who is our winner?
Who's y'all pastor?
This is Church the Chicken.
This ain't the church?
No.
What's your name, baby?
Huh?
What church is this?
This is Church's Chicken. This is a restaurant, man.
Oh, y'all don't have prayer service?
No, this is Church's Chicken, a restaurant, man. You have the wrong churches.
Oh, well, what time is y'all service?
Man, this is not church. This is Church's Chicken.
Well, it say church?
Yeah, church? It's Church's Chicken.
Well, don't the chicken belong to the church?
No, ma'am.
Well, what time y'all open?
What time we open?
Uh-huh.
We open at 10:30.
So y'all start like at 11 o'clock.
Yeah, we start serving chicken at 10:30, ma'am.
Well, what about Sunday school?
Ma'am, this is not a church.
What's your name, baby?
My name is Chris.
Well, have you been born again?
Huh?
Let me pray for you. Bow your head. Lord, help Chris, Lord. It is. Go down and fry the chicken in your name, Lord, with mashed potatoes and okra and corn and all that stuff they be serving. And that they get 10% of it to you, amen. Well, we'll be up there, me and all my members.
So I
training night after night in a padded room in front of the MIC. Lights off, no AC. Welcome to the life of an MC. And I only speak about the world that I see. If you got time, homie, I like to tell you my story. A life full of smoking weed and having the finest bitches perform sex orgies. Spending late nights at South Beach Club hopping to get exposure. From mixtapes to doing shows with my soldier. See if I keep it true to this art form that I love. Then bad luck won't fit on me like OJ's bloody glove. And maybe someday the sun will shine up above. Dog, I see myself still rapping till I'm old and gray. And even if I am or ain't paid, I'll be an MC till I see my grave. People wonder how one thinks of the shit he spits. But it's simple when you live the way we have, it's easy to rip. It comes from the inner soul, a gift you just can't seem to get rid. So go ahead, let the haters who want to talk shit spread their lips. Cause even though this is hip hop, nigga, I still got my nine by my hip. No matter what hood you in, dog, we smoking the same trees. Don't get it twisted, money. This is still that thug shit. And in the South, we don't talk loud. We just pull out the head. Careful, fella, before you wake up with your throat slit. Oh, and just to let you know, hip-hop ain't dead. It just needed some new logic for your head. Speak jackal. See now. Let's go!
Now, if they would've asked and I would've told, then I would reply, hip-hop ain't well. But if I do me and you like my moves, then just let me be and I can save this soup. This is hip-hop.
Don't tell me that I'm the only one on air right now. Please don't tell me that I'm on air. Oh no, you gotta be kidding me. I'm the only one on air right now. Please call in, Smelly. You gotta help me out there. No. Go with it. Ah, well, thank you very much. Well, I saved up a link for the location. Let me see if I can find it right here. Myths and facts about marijuana. Alrighty, let me see what we have here. Take a long time to load though. What problem loading page? Okay, myths and facts about marijuana. Number one,
Marijuana can cause permanent mental illness. The myth. Marijuana can cause permanent mental illness. Among adolescents, even occasional marijuana use may cause psychological damage. During intoxication, marijuana users become irrational and often behave erratically. Fact. There is no convincing scientific evidence that marijuana causes psychological damage or mental illness in either teenagers or adults. Some marijuana users experience psychological distress following marijuana ingestion, which may include feelings of panic, anxiety, and paranoia. Such experiences can be frightening if the effects are temporary. With very large doses, marijuana can cause temporary toxic psychosis. It occurs rarely and almost always when marijuana is eaten rather than smoked. Marijuana does not cause profound changes in behavior. That's one common myth. This you can have here. Marijuana is highly addictive. Marijuana is highly addictive. Long-term marijuana use in
Hello.
Hey, Smelly, you are back on. Thank you. Help me out here.
Damn. Man, this shit's fucked up, man. This shit here is fucked up. The damn whole switch is stuck on 1 hour and 23 minutes.
Damn.
Damn. Yeah, all this shit fucked up. Blow talk fucked up, man.
Hey, but glad you're back. I need a drink. I got a dry throat. I'll be right back.
All right. Ain't this a bitch? All right. Shit, we're back, people. Half mass past a monkey's ass. Quarter to the balls. All right. I don't know what happened to that one. Thank you there, Mr. Cyanide, for playing.
Uh-oh. Throwing stuff around here. What did I catch?
Somebody just crashed.
Yeah, don't do that to me ever again, Smiley. That's not fun.
Hey, man, appreciate you, brother. You know what I'm saying? Just gearing you up for your own show, man. Just gearing you up.
What are you doing?
The Sci-Fi Cyanide show is coming soon, y'all. Y'all look out for it. Sci-Fi Cyanide. That's real. If I speak it, it will be, goddammit. It's real. So, just like y'all say, he wouldn't goddamn be a co-host. Look where he at. Look where he at, people. Fucking right. The best co-host fucking around the world. And I mean the world. Let's keep this thing moving, man. Going over here to Colorado, goddamn it. We're in the Nutty News. Nutty News is brought to you apart by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy off-the-wall news from around the world. And once again, I say the world. And we're in Colorado. Anybody know who Charlie Sheen is? Hey, you know who Charlie Sheen is?
Yeah, I know Charlie Sheen.
Oh, somebody knows him. Wow. Well, Charlie Sheen has served 30 days in jail. Yeah, this is so crazy, man. This is the same dude that put a knife to his wife's neck and said he'll kill you. I'm going to kill you, bitch. And this motherfucker do no jail time behind that. What the fuck is that? All right. Actor Charlie Sheen will plead guilty to a misdemeanor offense and reportedly serve 30 days in jail, according to a source close to the negotiations in the star's ongoing domestic violence case. Yeah, he's ongoing whooping her ass. People magazine reported that Sheen intends to go to court on June 7th to plead to a misdemeanor and immediately begin serving his 30 days in jail. With good behavior, he can end up doing 15 or so days. Man, what the ever, man? Sit his drunk ass down for 15 days and shit. Let him sober out and shit. Come back out and get high again. Fuck off.
He should drink less and smoke more. That would be good for him.
You see what I'm saying? They don't preach that, though. What the fuck is wrong with y'all, man? Preach that. smoke corn.
I preach it.
Bring
lettuce. I preach it every day.
Man.
I'm not a preacher, but that's worth preaching. I preach what's worth preaching, and that's worth it.
There you go. That's wise words from the Netherlands, people. From the Netherlands. All the way from Florida to the Netherlands. We 12 hours difference, you know what I'm saying? So 2 in the morning there, right?
6 hours difference.
Oh, 6 hours. Oh.
You're mixed up with Singapore again.
Oh, yeah. Abu Ghabar.
I never thought I would say it, but maybe you should smoke less.
Oh, no, man. That'd be a counteract. You know what I'm saying? Then I'd really be off. You know what I'm saying? Once you're in it, man, you got to stay in it. You just got to be in it for the long run. You know what I'm saying?
It is a good day to die.
No. That's not true.
Oh. That was the wrong button. That was Timmy. Pushing the buttons. All right, let's keep this thing moving. You know what I'm saying? Nothing new. Uh-oh. Here we go.
What's the porn? Uh-oh. Not again.
Uh-oh. Oh, you said porn? We got porn music coming up, people. By popular request, Debbie Dust Dallas. Oh, yeah. Good porn right there, people. It's good porn right there. That's what I'm talking about. All right, Louisville, Texas. Man wins $1.5 million over profane debt collection calls. Damn, why the now all these motherfuckers be calling my goddamn house? Shit. Talking about they need their money. A jury has awarded a Texas man more than $1.5 million in a lawsuit over profane voicemail messages. Allegedly left by a collection agency. Damn. Lawyers for Alan Jones says he was subjected to harassing phone calls from Advanced Call Center Technologies. Employees, lawyers said, used the N-word and the F-word and made racially charged remarks about Jones, who is black. In one voicemail message, a collector suggested that Jones go pick some motherfucking cotton fields. According to recordings provided by Jones's lawyers. Well, bitch, I don't owe you nothing no more because I got $1.5 million. Damn.
You got an award for that?
Yeah, for the dudes.
For the dudes?
Yeah. Well, actually, he get an award, too, first of all. I'm going to give him an award. You get the positive award. You know what I'm saying? That's for winning your $1.5 million. There you go, brother. And then we'll line up a slew of awards. Good job. And on behalf of the guy that couldn't really talk to those guys, I'll go ahead and talk to them for you. And this is a slew of awards that we do here live on Wrecking the Game Radio.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
That was it.
Lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
Okay, I had to get that out. Bitch. Oh man, that shit, that's too funny. All right, people, I had to get that award out real quick. Let's get back into the music. Get back into the music. All right. What is it? Ooh. All right. What the fuck is going on with the phone?
Hello? I'm still here.
Oh, I thought that was me. Is that me with the beeping in and out like that?
No, I can still hear you. I don't know if there's something wrong at my end.
Somebody's trying to tell me to go pick some motherfucking cotton fields. Ah, man, they got some muddy videos. Gay McDonald's ad in France. Well, where else would it be? Ah, man. And we're in Washington. Hold on, people. I got to give a hand clap. Oh, what the f*** is going on?
BTR acting up again.
Yeah, man. The whole web page of that and the switch done went down.
You can never have enough awards for that.
Man, you guys are going to really piss me off. Going to really piss me off. All right, so, okay. Yeah, everything's jacked up now. Everything's jacked up. Oh, man. This sucks, man.
24 minutes ago. No samples whatsoever. No way to take callers. Nothing.
Yeah, the whole switch is down. What the fuck happened?
Can you open that up again?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do now. What the hell is going on, Blog Talk today, boy? They is really putting the dick in the dirt, so to speak. You never heard that, have you? Man,
nope.
Don't put my dick in the dirt, man. Don't put my dick in the dirt, dog. Yeah. You can use that now.
I miss a lot of your terms. I can speak English, but when it comes to lyrics like that, no, you lost me. You totally lost me.
Oh. Well, okay. Well, see, dick in the dirt is a hood metaphor for don't screw me over. You know what I'm saying? Basically, don't screw me over, man. Don't put my dick in the dirt, man. You know what I'm saying? Or don't put my business out there. You know, there's a couple of cross references. That can be
all
related.
Right.
Yeah, that can be related to that. You know what I'm saying? All right, here we go, people. Damn.
Yeah, well,
uh-oh. We're lost again. We're back in Mariachiville. All right, that'll work. Fuck it. All right, just keep this thing moving, man. Shouts out to Sinai. And everybody's still hanging out, man, in the chat room, a.k.a. The Bridge. Dave from Venice, Dave Dennis Crenshaw, Heavenly Angel, Jamie Havocon, Life After Dust Live, Prophet Jackal and Sinai, and everybody up in here, you know what I'm saying? Appreciate you for bearing with us, man, because shit, it's been going kind of wild. But we're in Heavenly Angel State, good old Washington. We're illegal immigrants. Yeah, going on a crime spree. Dun, dun, dun. I guess it's appropriate music, huh? One woman is dead. Two others were raped recently, and police say each crime was committed by a different illegal immigrant. What the fuck you mean? Yeah. Okay. One of the sexual assaults happened just hours before the Seattle City Council passed on ordinance boycotting Arizona over its new immigration law. Gregorio Luna was deported to Mexico on May 1st. 3 weeks later, his girlfriend was murdered in her apartment in a violent knife attack. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know really what that means. I guess they're trying to say the illegal immigrants are going on a crime spree in Washington now or something because they can't get in Arizona? What? Hey, bitch, you already in Washington, motherfucker. What the fuck you care about?
Washington is up north. How would they get there?
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's why are you... Y'all on two opposite ends of the earth.
Why would you go up north that far? You come from somewhere where it's warm. Stay there.
It's Mexicans in Washington. Why? They got Mexicans in Washington. I didn't know that.
Hey, we got Mexicans right over here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, not a lot, but we do.
Oh. Well, running everywhere, boy, to get the fuck out of Mexico. Fuck it, let's go to the Netherlands.
Well, why not? Open up a Mexican restaurant over here. There are a few.
What?
Damn, Mexican restaurants?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got food from all over the world in the Netherlands. Multicultural country, so.
Y'all got some collard greens and hot sauce over there?
Oh, yeah, sure. If you want something hot, so you gotta ask the Asians. They
Asians don't know nothing about no collard greens, no barbecue. And if it is, that ain't barbecue.
No, but they know about the hot sauce. They know about hot sauce.
Oh, okay. That's what time it is. All right, well, check this out. I don't know what the is going on with this phone. It give me that wee. You don't hear that?
No, I hear you fine.
Wow. I don't know what the hell it is. Damn, so annoying, though. I know that. It's annoying.
Time for a new phone?
Yeah, well, I keep switching up the phones. It might be just the phone lines in here.
Well, how about you set up a contribution page for a new phone, and I'll be the first one to donate.
There we go, people. Trying to raise $5 for a new phone. Oh, man. All right, let's go ahead to Louisiana. Port Fortune. Huh. Feds open criminal probe of Gulf oil spill that will only hold up time for these motherfuckers to fix the shit. I keep saying this. Who the fuck cares about suing BP right now? Need to let these motherfuckers do whatever the hell they got to do to pass that goddamn hole up. That's like going to a fast food restaurant and taking the food back when you're talking about your order got fucked up. And you know, open the food up and thinking they finna give you some fresh food. I wouldn't be taking the food back. Yeah. Attorney General Eric Holder said that federal authorities have opened criminal and civil investigations into the nation's worst oil spill, and BP lost millions in market value when shares dropped in the first trading day since the company failed yet again to plug the gusher. As BP settled for the long term, Holder announced the criminal probe, though he would not specify the companies or individuals that might be targeted. Man, what the hell, though? That sounds like a lot of finger pointing to nowhere land.
I say let them clean up the mess first and then sue the rest.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. You gonna piss them off so they just fuck it up some more. Oh, y'all gonna sue us. Y'all gonna take everything, huh? Oh, we just gonna fuck everything up. That's come on, people. It makes no sense. He pointing his finger and shit. Gulf of Mexico. U.S. government does not have equipment to battle oil spills, but they have shit that they can blast motherfuckers off into space and, you know what I'm saying, blow holes up and kill people right in their own backyard and shit, but they can't fucking plug one hole.
Imagine that. No other country in the world that does have that equipment and is willing
feel
to
me?
Share it?
Nobody else. Okay.
Nobody else.
Day 42. The U.S. government lacks key equipment it needs to battle the growing oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico that happened over 25 fucking years ago that I keep saying, goddammit. But anyways. And is seeking international help. The U.S. Coast Guard said. Coast Guard officials, Thad Allen, who was in charge of the government's efforts, told reporters that skimmers to help siphon the oil off of the surface of the water are most needed now. We are looking at offers of foreign assistance. We are actually reaching out to foreign governments. Bitch, what the fuck you mean? There's poison in the water. And every country got somebody over this motherfucker. So, I mean, shit, it ain't like it's just, what the fuck is an American? Shit. American is every goddamn person that done came over here and want to call themselves a goddamn American. So, everybody over here. So, every country should be motherfucking saying, hey, man, I got a boat. I got a this. I got a that. I got a fucking idea how to plug that shit. Ain't no fucking way, man. 42 days into this shit, people. People smoke crack, man. Goddamn government smoking crack.
Pretty much, yeah.
Serious. Yeah, man. Government smoking crack, people. Sorry to let you guys down. But, yeah. We thought the drug trade was over. No, it's because they're sitting there smoking all the dope themselves.
The first 3 weeks, they only been wondering, how did this happen? Well, who cares? Get it solved first.
Yeah, I'm like, what the? Ah, man. All right. In California, a woman sues Google because there are no sidewalks. Right. A California woman is suing Google after she was hit by a car while following directions provided by Google Maps on her cell phone. Lauren Rosenberg. Oh, I got the lineup and award already because I can't even read any further into that one.
Paying attention to what happens around you instead of staring at your phone?
You letting the phone guide you around? You
those kind of people driving to a field because their GPS said turn left now.
You feel me? And you see the shit. Don't you can't obviously turn, but you say fuck it. It the GPS says turn into the gate. I'm turning into the gate. Lauren Rosenberg says that the Google Maps BlackBerry application told her to use Deer Valley Drive, a highway also called Utah State Road 224, to walk from one Park City address to another. However, the directions did not tell that there were no sidewalks along Deer Valley Drive, which Rosenberg alleges led to her being struck by traffic.
And she continued to walk on
down. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
I mean, yeah. You a dumb bitch, man. That's a dumb bitch. I mean, I'm sorry, people.
She was probably wearing a Walkman with an audio tape. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out.
I mean, you don't use power yoga with a GPS. I mean, you don't do that. You just don't. You know, start walking and shit with your head down into the GPS and shit like, oh no, the cars see me. But then the other thing is she didn't pay attention to the fact that damn, I'm not on sidewalks.
If Google Maps told you to walk into the ocean to get to your destination, would you do that too?
Probably so. She probably would have walked right into the damn water. I didn't know her. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah.
People, use some self independence, all right? Damn, GPS is only a help. You know what I'm saying? It's only to help you get to the destination. It's not to get you to the destination. You can't sit on top of that motherfucker and it's going to just ride you to the damn destination. You got to use some common sense. You know what I'm saying? With every single thing. Even technology. You have to use common sense. And technology is only going to run itself so far. You know what I'm saying? To the point where you still need to know how to turn the on button on. To motherfucker operate the shit. Man. Alright. Let's go to Hawaii. Aloha. Malakile makalamaka. I don't know what that is, but that to you. You know what I'm saying? Police arrest census taker for trespassing. Damn, they've been in the headlines all week long. Something wrong with the census shit, man. That's already telling you something right there. A battle is brewing between the state and federal governments over a census taker arrested in Puna for a misdemeanor trespassing. Russell Haas pleaded not guilty to second degree trespassing. I didn't know it was degrees to it. He was arrested in Hawaiian Acres after a resident Haas says was an off-duty police officer allegedly refused to cooperate with the census and called Puna police.
What's the thing with the levels of trespassing?
The second degree trespassing? Like what?
Second degree would be getting in somebody's yard or something, and the first degree in his house.
And then, and then like third degree, just like looking in the window or some shit. It is different degrees, though. Any wannabe lawyers out there want to drop us some any info? I'll ask.
If I was a lawyer, I wouldn't be dropping us any info. Because they know they would got called out.
Know that.
A lawyer, come on, get a real job.
A real job.
Especially those that only defend the criminals. Because they pay them
out.
Well,
no, lawyers are criminals. I mean, oops, my bad, did I say that?
We didn't hear anything, did you?
Did I say that? My bad. I mean, the criminals are the lawyers. I mean, y'all know what I mean. Let's go over here to Seattle. We're beating a white boy probed as possible hate crime. Dun, dun, dun. Police are investigating whether a 15-year-old white boy who was severely beaten in West Seattle was the victim of a hate crime. Police said the two youths called Shane McClellan by racial slurs. He told police that one of the attackers was black and the other was Asian or Pacific Islander. That's racist right there. That's why you got your ass whooped. They take that very sensitive. I'm Asian. I'm not a Pacific Islander. I'm just playing, people. When they were beating him with the belt, they said they hated white people and that's what the whipping was for. Wow. All right, kids, you guys got to get off of roots, man, all right? I mean, you're supposed to take the history, but not the history. You know what I'm saying? I mean, jeez. It's not going to do any good to do that. I mean, now you're going to get your ass on probation, get fucked up, you know what I'm saying? And then keep spreading racial prejudice amongst the people. That's fucked up. But hey, it happens every day, people. You gotta end the hate crimes, man. That's why me and Sign Out are teaming up on a worldwide mission.
What
I don't
mission?
Know for what, but we're teamed
we'll
up.
We'll think of something. We'll think of something.
Yeah, there you go. Well, in a minute, y'all stay tuned. We're gonna team up on something. There you go. Washington, D.C., not Washington. Nancy Pelosi. What is your favorite word? You know, I've seen a bumper sticker that says, Fire Nancy Pelosi. We need a lot more bumper stickers like that. You know what I'm saying? Everybody need to just say, fire all these people. Fire Congress. Fire the House of Representatives. Fire the Senate. And then, you know. And I read in the headlines, before I read this little statement, more candidates are stepping up to be members of Congress this year in the up-and-coming ballot. So, if you guys just want to just throw your name on the ballot, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can do it. Throw your name on the ballot. But if you can get it on there, it's going to cost you a little money to get it on there. But, shit. Gary Coleman was on the damn ballot. He won 14,000 votes, you know what I'm saying, before he died. Last time he ran for Congress, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah, you got 14,424 votes. So. Hey, RIP to Gary Coleman, man. You know what I'm saying? At a Catholic community conference on Capitol Hill, the speaker said, they ask me all the time, what is your favorite that? What is your favorite that? And what?
What are you talking about? You lost me there.
Know. Yeah, this is reading straight from the screwed up headlines. And one time, what is your favorite word? And I said, my favorite word?
We.
That is really easy. My favorite word is the word. Is the word. And that is everything. What? What? It says it for all of us. And you know the biblical reference. You know the gospel reference of the word.
What?
Well, I understand it a little. He's talking about the religious word of God. The word.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite word is the word.
What?
I'm deep, but I get it. I get it.
Ah, man. All right, people. Two more, because we got to get the fuck up out of here. We got to get the fuck up out of here. Nashville, Tennessee. Al Gore to separate from wife Tipper after 40 years, probably because her name is Tipper. Oh, can take her out in the public. Hey, Tipper. Oh, where you want me to put it? Oh, my bad. That's Al Gore's wife. Okay, people, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. That was uncalled for, but it was called for. Former Vice President Al Gore and his wife, Tipper, are separating after 40 years of marriage, according to an email statement obtained by the Associated Press. The Gore said it was a mutual and mutually supportive decision that we have made together following a process of long and careful consideration. Gore spokesman Callie Kreider confirmed the statement came from the Gores, but declined to comment further. Anybody care? No. And to end off the nutty news of the day, we're in the good old U.S. of a-holes. Flag vandalism. Mars Memorial Day in several states. Wow. From Oregon to Minnesota to Ohio. Vandals trampled on Old Glory over the Memorial Day weekend. In one Ohio town alone, approximately 25 American flags were found set ablaze. At least one national veterans group called for those responsible for the shocking and reprehensible acts of vandalism to be quickly arrested and prosecuted. Police in Wooster, Ohio, were going door to door in search of the people who torched roughly 25 flags and flagpoles along Saunders Drive and Morgan Street, Captain John Queechy said. Hey, they're just showing their patriotism, man. Oh, I don't know for what country, but hey. Some countries, man, that's patriotic to burn a flag, ain't it?
Which country is that, Smiley?
I don't know, but I'm just saying. Hey, man. Hey, I'd like to thank everybody for coming through. And, you know, definitely Mr. Saya Knight.
Thank you.
Netherlands,
thank you,
man.
Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man, we all worldwide around here, you know what I'm saying? Big shouts out to Dave from Venice. You know what I'm saying? All my flow with the end. Dennis Crenshaw. Definitely Miss Heavenly Angel.
Florida.
Yeah, yeah. Who's that?
Dennis Crenshaw is also from Florida.
Oh, yeah? Oh, all these flow with the end. All right. And Jamie Havocon. Life After Dust Live. Prophet Jackal. And, of course, Mr. Zion Knight.
I'm not Japanese,
you
know.
And hey, y'all look out for that new show, man. You know what I'm saying? Man, we done kicked in. Sci-fi Cyanide show. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, Sci-fi Cyanide show. Let's put that in work. All right, my brother, I will holler at you on the flip side. Shouts out to DJ Party Time. Everybody out there riding out with the show, man. This is Wrecking the Game Radio, a.k.a. the Starship Smelly Prize, and an affiliate of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Official. That's real. Big up to Goofy Bone out there. I know you out there somewhere, homie. Let's end the show off with... porn music, yeah, good old porn music.
Gotta have the porn music.
That's real. Peace out, homie.
Yeah, have a great day, everybody. See y'all tomorrow.
Weed Day Wednesday. And we're out.
Bye-bye.